place. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
And here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares. We're going to be talking about Agenda 21 and many of the other issues that are going on today. One of the hardest things for the average individual to believe or understand is that there is a vast conspiracy out there. Now, there's nothing wrong with the word conspiracy. There's always been conspiracy. So it's conspiracy to kill Jesus. There was this certainly a conspiracy to kill Abraham Lincoln. In fact, six people were executed as being part of that conspiracy. There was a conspiracy certainly to kill John Kennedy, and of course they set up a patsy, namely Harvey Oswald, and then they immediately killed him. But there are other conspiracies that involve you, and one of them, of course, is Agenda 21. This worldwide effort to control the rights of private property and transform society into one that is totally regulated by local government officials, and certainly working through such organizations as ICLEI and others. They have integrated hundreds of municipalities right here in the United States into the macabre scheme to destroy the very principles of our Constitution and expand government control over every aspect of your life, if you're allowed to live, because they intend, with the population control agenda, to remove and exterminate literally the majority of the people living in the world today. They're in the process of doing that through the population control agenda. If you haven't understood that they poisoned the air and poisoned the food and poisoned the trees and even circulate pesticides that poison the bees. They know exactly what they're doing, and the average individual has no idea because they control the media. Well, on the front lines of this battle is our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares. And Deborah, how are you, and what did you want to cover specifically this morning?
Well, yes, we're certainly living in a nightmare, and when we talk about Agenda 21, it is truly the biggest conspiracy and institutionalized fraud that's ever been perpetrated on the country and on the people globally, and it is horrific. They tell us in their documents, as you were just saying, Dr. Stan, we've had speeches in the past from JFK, as you indicated, and one of the most profound quotes that we've actually now put out on our flyers so that it allows people to see that this is truly, indeed, something that has been spoken about before, but most people refused to listen years ago, and one of those speeches was, or one of the quotes that I'll read real quick, is from J. Edgar Hoover in 1956, and he said that the individual was handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he could not believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to a realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent. He said that back in 1956, and of course we've got many other quotes from JFK. In fact, just a week or so before his assassination, JFK said that we're opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It's a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. And we see that now. We know that is true. And if there would be one single thing that their documents, the elitist, the global power brokers' documents tell us, it's in a document that we have posted on our website. Our website is www.stopthecrime.net. Now, we're running a number of sites, but on that particular site, stopthecrime.net, we have some of these source documents posted along with these quotes that I've just mentioned. But Dr. Stan, in the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, which was a 1954 Bilderberg document and policy, and it was found in the mid-60s in the Naval Intelligence Department. And this is a very, very, very telling message that they told us about, and that involves the energy dominance that they're going to be striving to gain through the smart grid, through the smart meters. And here's a quote from that document. Again, this is Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. Until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of us, the people, to labor and let others, that would be the elite, to handle our affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. It is essential to recognize that at this time, public consent is still an essential key to release of energy in the process of economic amplification. So what this means is that we have to resist the smart meters on our homes at all cost, because this is it. This is, once they've obtained energy control of our homes, they will have the energy dominance that they say they must have in order to obtain total and absolute control over us in that area.
And, of course, they're well along their way. And what people don't understand is a smart meter has nothing to do with a saving energy or letting you know the pattern of your energy use. It is a program that is designed to raise the cost of power so that they can force you to live at a lower level. It's basically all designed to impoverish the American people. We'll be right back.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union,
establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Pan here, the whole idea of the smart meters goes along with the idea of decreasing the amount of electricity that is consumed in our country, because basically the smart meter, the purpose of it is to dramatically increase the cost of your electric bill. Of course, when you call the electric company, they will deny that. They will lie to you. Certainly, they will give you any explanation except telling you the truth, and the proof is to impoverish the American people to force us to use electricity. They're in the process of tearing out dams all across the country. They've torn out hundreds of dams now. Why? Well, oh my goodness, it's the salmon. Oh, we have to have free flow of water. No, it's all about basically doing away with hydroelectric power, taking us back to the way the world was before the evil white man came. Basically, of course, then they have engineered certainly accidents at nuclear power plants so they can stop building new power plants and decommission existing power plants. Then, of course, we can't generate electricity by the use of oil or natural gas or certainly coal, because that releases carbon dioxide and leads to global warming. It's all about doing away with electricity and deindustrializing America. Then you say, that's crazy. Why would anybody want to deindustrialize America? Why would anybody want to send our jobs and our manufacturing overseas? And yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they're doing. And they're doing it intentionally. And the labor, the electricity intensive manufacturing has already moved offshore. And it will continue moving offshore. Our jobs aren't coming back again, ladies and gentlemen, because the idea is to impoverish the American people. And it all is part and parcel of this effort on smart meters. You go right ahead, Deborah. In fact, you quoted from this one speech by President Kennedy. People have forgotten or never knew. He talked about the secret societies, and he wasn't talking about communism, because he talked about, if you read the secret societies speech, secret societies, it's plural, and how you have to take secret oaths, not oath, but oath. And do you want to just touch briefly on that secret society speech the President of Kennedy gave?
Well,
before he was murdered?
Would. Yes, I would, Dr. Stan. I will also just read another very important quote. Again, just a week or so before his assassination, he said, quote, "The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we as a people inherently and historically oppose secret societies to the secret oaths and to the secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. And even today, there's little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by arbitrary restrictions, and that there's little value in ensuring survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. Goes on to say that there's a very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. And he says that I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And, of course, we see the intensified intention to control and surveil us. And the global smart grid is a total surveillance device. It's an enslavement device. And it is a depopulation mechanism as well. And the reason I say depopulation mechanism is people are getting sick from the radiation that this smart grid produces when it connects to your home with the smart meter, the electrical smart meter that is on the outside of our homes. They're intending to change them all out. And that's only the first device. The success of the grid is dependent upon all of us buying RFID-chipped appliances. This will intensify the radiation in our homes, and people are getting very, very sick, not only from the devices, the RFID-chipped appliances, but they're getting sick from the dirty electricity. That's an increased amount of frequencies that are now generated onto our power lines. That then is transferred onto the wires within our walls, within our homes. We found out that the cell phone towers are very, very dangerous and that they are indeed a weaponized mechanism of mind control and radiation as well.
And well, there are many, many government documents that talk about that. That there is a very real danger from overexposure to electronics. Certainly, you get by with some mild exposure to electricity. It's been around for a long period of time, but the intense radiation that comes from a cell phone is known to be carcinogenic and damaging to your health, and certainly the cell phone towers and these other things. But why is it they're playing this down? Why they eventually want you to be able to buy everything with your cell phone? And you'll find, if you go on the Internet, that there is a plan now to increasingly encourage people just not to use cash at all, to use their cell phone. So they're actually covering up the danger of cell phones and cell phone radiation. And even little kids have their cell phone and they carry them around, and yet they know certainly when you carry them on your belt, you get radiation. Men have difficulty as far as sperm count and sexual function because of carrying the cell phone on their waist. They know how dangerous the radiation from cell phones is and from cell phone towers, and yet that's totally suppressed by the mass media. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, the executive order states that all cities and in all states across the nation must allow the telecom industry, the cell phone tower companies, to install or deploy a cell phone tower within their city. Cities cannot refuse it. There have been many people here fighting against cell phone towers in Northern California, and they get installed despite people that don't want them because why? The cities are saying that the federal government is requiring it. However, the cities are to protect us, and our amendments within the state of California and with other states to override federal government and what they require. And our local bureaucrats are not living up to their oaths of office by keeping us safe and keeping these towers away from us. And interestingly enough, this federal mandate says that the refusal for cell phone towers cannot be based on any type of a health claim whatsoever. Why? Because they know it's going to cause us harm. As a matter of fact, on stopthecrime.net, on our website, www.stopthecrime.net, we have a tab that is Barry Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R. And he's interviewed a number of magistrates and kings and queens all over the world. And he said that the viability of those countries has diminished substantially. And they didn't understand why until they all started to realize that the cell phone towers were the culprit. And they said that they were becoming less capable. Their production declined. And then what happened? Big Pharma came in with aid. And they came in, and their drug firms came in, and then they said, but the price of the aid, what they wanted to bring to the countries, they wanted mining rights. They wanted land rights from those countries rather than money. And they wanted either water rights or even gold, whatever. They wanted the country's resources. And in payment for the drugs and the medicines and the food that they were not able to produce because of diminished ability, and people were becoming depressed, and their functions were declining substantially. That is happening all over the world. The telecom industry is now only second in global pollution, and the first is, of course, the military-industrial complex. But we are in huge danger with these frequencies. We've been researching a number of government documents and studies, and Grill Flame is a very, very horrific study that was done, and there are a number of studies that complemented that done back in the 40s, in the 1940s, by many of the Nazi scientists that we brought over from Germany in the paperclip program, the spy program that we sequestered and brought over the scientists to work on our behalf. They've been studying frequencies for decades and decades and decades. They know exactly what these frequencies will do to us. Now they've just expanded it with the known apparatus of the cell phone towers, the grid mesh network. This is going to make us sick. It's going to make us compliant. It's a massive crowd control. It's also a massive, horrific land grab because they are making us incapable and sick. And they can increase the radiation individually in homes. They can turn up the smart meters and request more reads in your homes like a thermostat. They can make you sick, and you can die in your homes from the increased radiation.
Well, I think this is a quiet some people are much more sensitive to radiation than others. People have to understand that probably about 10% of the population, 5 to 10%, is very, very sensitive to the electromagnetic waves. Now, certainly everyone is sensitive to a more or less extent, but some people get really very ill when they have these smart meters, and they are constantly broadcasting information on your electric unit to the collection point in your neighborhood. And this is being done so that they can monitor electricity use in every home in America, and so they can begin to justify raising the rates because you're using the electricity in midday, for instance, air conditioning, when it's hot. You're not supposed to use the air conditioning.
That's right, Doctor. Yeah, that's right, Dr. Stan. In fact, there's a very disturbing plan that's making its way through all the cities across the nation, and it is a backdoor approach of inserting total control within our city governments that most people are unaware of. And it's called the Climate Action Plan. Everyone that's listening, call your city and find out if they are implementing a climate action plan.
What it is
changing everything within your city government policies to those of accepting that the global warming, the climate change, increased temperatures are a reality, which it's all based on false science. And this is coming in fact, in our city here in Northern California, one of the requirements in the Climate Action Plan that that's backed by our utility company, which happens to be PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, they are saying in the climate action plan that their intention is to phase out all gas devices. We're talking not only appliances in our homes, phase them out, but we're talking lawnmowers, other equipment as well. And everything is to be replaced with electricity. Why? Well, they can put RFID chips in all electric appliances. And we suspect that that is why much of the gas infrastructure has been allowed to corrode, and there are thousands of gas leaks in the manifold units, the gas attachments on our homes here in Northern California, because that they intend to phase out the gas as a resource to our homes, which further restricts us, further controls us. And PG&E recently had an employees meeting that we attended, and they talked to the gas employees at PG&E.
Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Seven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
American Legacy Firearms is saluting all the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. As you get together with your family this 4th of July, remember them in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. America's troops are our most dependable resource, fighting hard to defend this great country and to keep freedom throughout the world. This reminder is from American Legacy Firearms. Visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace.
What's going on here?
American
Tracy
troops
and I
are
in love.
Protection,
it's
so stand
true,
up
Paul.
And salute them proudly.
I'm sorry
that's
you had to...
Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, I stand back here. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 877-254, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares, and we're talking about certainly what's going on As far as sort of the ICLEI, of course, is the vehicle by which your local community joins into this Agenda 21 movement throughout the world. This is the agenda, the secret agenda for the 21st century. You can look it up on the internet. You'll find what Deborah is saying is true. But her material, she's done a tremendous amount of research and has excellent information. We do have a caller, but before we get to them, Deborah, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your websites and get the excellent information you offer. Go ahead.
Yes, we are running a number of sites. We have www.refusesmartmeters.com.
Refusesmartmeters.com. Go ahead.
Correct. And there is a flashing button there that I would ask everyone to push where we add updated information almost on a daily basis. The information is streaming in that quickly. The main underscored emphasis I would like to make on talking about smart meters at this moment is that we cannot negotiate with harmful policies. We can't let the utility companies commit crime along with an essential public service. Crime is crime, and they're to provide us with service, and we must not accept these radiating spy devices on our homes.
And you can actually demand, at least here in California, that they take them off. Oh, they'll try to charge you money. Go ahead and pay them. And then we're going to mount a campaign to force them to give that money back. Basically, of course, this is all, I mean, they've always had somebody come out and read the meters. Now they want to start charging if you insist on having a meter. Why? Because they want to force you to have that smart meter. And what we need to do is get people mobilized, and they are mobilizing all across America. And here in California, where Deborah and I live, where we have a totally controlled, a legislature, why there's been such an outcry from the people that they've forced the public utilities to back down and at least to offer to let people remove their smart meters, go back to analog meters, and now people are collecting petitions and going to get them to the PUC to force them to give back the $75 that's requiring to get your analog meter. And basically, for the first time, there's an organized effort against this diabolical effort. People don't understand all the implications, but they know somehow in their very heart of hearts that it's wrong. Deborah,
well,
let's
exactly
get your other
true.
Website out there, but we do have a caller. So what's your other website?
We have toxicsky.org. That's toxicsky.org. We have stopthecrime.net. And we have toxicdrinkingwater.org. On all of these websites, we have flyers that people can print off, download, and distribute. And they can just get to one of our sites, and they will find links to the other sites. But stopthecrime.net has the source documents on it. We have the Iron Mountain movie on that site, as well as the download of Silent Weapons for a Quiet War. And we'll talk about the New World Order exposed to Dr. Stan and Iron Mountain a little bit more.
All right, well, let's just get to our caller. Who's calling in?
Hey, Dr. Stan, this is Jim from Colorado. I want to ask Deborah a question.
Yes, good morning, Jim.
There used to be a representative here in Colorado that was a constitutionalist, and I knew him, and he got blackballed in the paper here. He's no longer in politics, but... I knew him personally, and he told me one time they were looking into taking a spectrum analyzer out underneath these cell phone towers, and he really believed at the time, this has been over 10 years ago, that the carrier frequency on the cell phone tower was being used for mind control. Have you ever bumped into any evidence on that at all?
Absolutely, I have, Jim, and that's an excellent question. Absolutely. Government documents, if you go to Grill Flame, we have that posted on our site, stopthecrime.net. That G-R-I-L-L-E, Flame, F-L-A-M-E. There will be links to other secret government programs that went by many names, Sleeping Beauty, etc. You will fall into the known efforts that were targeted on individuals, inmates, and other unwilling people, where they conducted frequency tests and mind control. And absolutely, mind control has been tested. It's now fully implemented. In fact, much of the recent shooting events are now being suggested that it's been through MK Ultra. And so absolutely, we're looking at a horrific problem by being strung up nationwide with all of these cell phones and and cell phone towers. Again, go to stopthecrime.net. Please, I encourage everybody to read Dr. Barry Trower's. We had his YouTubes transcribed, so for those that can't watch YouTubes on the sites, you can download his transcribed YouTubes. He talks about mind control, Jim, and he talks about the cell phone towers and the antennas as being weapons of war. No question about it.
And I think it's so vitally important for our listeners to understand that for years they've tried to tell us that communism is the enemy. Now, communism is a terrible system, but it's been financed from its inception in 1917 from the West. Why? Because we need an enemy to keep people diverted so they will not see the enemy is here. And then, of course, we had to have the Nazis. The Nazis were largely financed by people like George Herbert Walker and Prescott Bush of Brown Brothers Harriman Bank, and our major corporations were over there building the weapons for them. And now we have terrorism. Who finances worldwide terrorism? Why, we do. The United States intelligence agencies, British intelligence agencies, we finance this international terrorist organization to keep our attention focused overseas, whereas the real enemy is here in the United States, working corporations and in our banks, certainly, and controlling both political parties and running different candidates, one on the Republican Party and one on the Democrat Party for president. But, of course, the real enemy is at 5080 68th Street in New York City and in the headquarters of our foundations and similar organizations. We'll be back in just a moment with Deborah, and if you have a question, 877-254-7524.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Dr. Stan back here. Jim, did you have anything else you wanted to ask before we let you go? Jim? I guess Jim's gone. Okay, fine. Go ahead. Who do we have? Caller?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's Deborah.
HW Colorado here. I wanted to make you pay attention to something that I just experienced while you're talking. I'm listening to you on a ccradio.com pocket, and it's hanging from my belt, and I just passed by a new washing machine, fairly new, like a year or two old, and I cannot believe the interference I get just standing within 10 inches of the controls of the washing machine.
You're absolutely
right.
We're surrounded by these electric interference at all times, and you should be concerned.
Well
it doesn't happen anywhere else. Just in
right.
front of the controls of that little washing machine.
That's right.
Well, I'll
and
tell
so
you
everybody
what it
can
is.
Check this out for himself.
Okay,
now,
thank
I'll tell
you
so what
much.
It is.
Caller, go right ahead, Deborah.
Yeah, the CIA, Petraeus, said a few months ago, and you'll find it on our website, that all of the appliances with the RFID chips, including the washing machines, and in particular washing machines and refrigerators, will not only have the RFID chips, which is why you have this frequency disruption when you walk by there, but it also has cameras. They will spy on us in our homes. We are headed towards a scientific takeover. This is total oppression and spying in our homes. They
well,
are
now everybody for himself can check out how crazy these guys are. I mean, they're going to waste their time with taxpayers' money or whatever they print and listen to our dirty laundry. All right, have a good day, everybody.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much for your call. I appreciate
it. Well, that's an
that.
Interesting point
ahead,
that he made, and it's good that he called in, that he's noticing the interference, because this is what it is. But it's worse than that. And, of course, we know that the ultimate goal of this grid is to collapse our paper currency and move us into a carbon tax credit, an air tax. And they will implement that when they collapse our currency, which they're in the process of doing now. This is for absolute total control. This is technocracy. This is totalitarianism. When you look up the definition of totalitarianism, a government, it's worse, the worst ism, it's worse than socialism or communism. It is absolutely everything about us is smashed to smithereens. And I want to just quickly read a couple of quotes from these source documents that I'm recommending everybody read as soon as possible. You can go to our site, stopthecrime.net. This is coming from the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document. Quote, a silent weapons system operates upon data obtained from a docile public by legal but not always lawful force. When the government is able to collect tax and seize private property without justification, it is an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. Also, they say that war is therefore the balancing of the system by killing the true creditors, the public, which we have taught to exchange true value for inflated currency, and falling back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and the regeneration of those resources. And we know, Dr. Stan, with all the toxins they're dumping on us, not only from the weather modification program from the skies that the jets are just spewing out all these chemicals and toxins, but we also now have problems. We just went to our vector control meeting a couple of nights ago here in Northern California. There's an enormous concern with the mosquitoes and all of the wetlands. And we are builders, and we are required to install wetlands in developments now. And the vector control offices are having huge problems with controlling mosquitoes, and West Nile virus is becoming a huge concern. And, in fact, there was the first death here in California in Kern County recently from West Nile virus. And so I can say to you, go to our site. We're also showing everybody on the site the Dome Project, D-O-M-E, the Dome Project. And this is being built in Northern California in Lassen County. It's a large dome. They anticipate that these will enclose all the major U.S. cities in the future. And they are going to be spending $8.4 million to create a state-of-the-art environmental shield enclosing the town in Lassen County that is about 2,000 residents. And it's a town that will be the proving ground for the technology they say will one day enclose all major U.S. cities, especially those cities that are prone to weather-related disasters such as tornadoes and hurricanes. And it's a dome. It's a clear protective dome. They say the structure and material is believed to be capable to resist against a Category 5 hurricane. You can't make this stuff up. This is for a sci-fi music movie script. Find out if your city is implementing the climate action plan. This is all part of this insanity. And if you look at your climate action plan, go to your city, ask for a copy of it. They will have it. This is a template on the ICLEI website, I-C-L-E-I. That is an international global takedown of society. And we found the template on their website. They make it convenient for cities so that the cities can just type in their name. And this is all based on the false fraud science of man-made global warming, which was cooked up in an excellent document to learn about the falsified plans of global warming is in the Iron Mountain document. Again, www.stopthecrime.net.
Thanks so very much. That was Deborah Tavares, one of our favorite guests. We'll be back in a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Hoover and Harris CPAs in Greeley say back-to-school season is upon us. So drivers, as you take to our roads, please take along the three C's of safety. Caution, courtesy, and common sense. Do your part in keeping our kids safe. That's from certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris CPAs in Greeley, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They think our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. That's Hoover and Harris CPAs on the air because they care.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com.
www.hoosiersdot.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, and here at the American Theater Network, and I hope you enjoyed the program this morning. This whole thing sounds so incredible. Agenda 21, a secret agenda for the whole world, only it's not secret. You can read about it up on the Internet. We have an excellent DVD called Agenda 21, talked by our good friend Michael Shaw, who's here in Santa Cruz with us, who spent literally millions of dollars of his own money to get people to understand what this is about. Agenda 21, you'll want to get the DVD and watch Michael's presentation. And then, of course, you certainly should get my syllabus and talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, because that's really what it's all about. And then, of course, the fact that they've already killed or prevented the birth of billions of people. That's B, with it, boy, billions of people. You need to hear my talk on population control, the covert agenda. They're killing people today. They're suppressing treatments for cancer. They're putting things in our food that promotes cancer, like aspartame, NutraSweet, and certainly bisphenol, which, of course, is in all plastics. And they're poisoning our children with it. It's in our baby bottles. They actually have recently agreed to take it out of the baby bottles, having used it for 40 years, knowing full well that it was feminizing our boys and giving them a dose of certain estrogen. Any time that they heated up the baby bottle, they knew what they were doing, ladies and gentlemen. Bisphenol, look it up, find out. They've only recently, they've outlawed it every place in the world except America, and now they're going to agree to take out the baby bottles, but it'll be in most of the other things that you get. And of course, basically they're poisoning us with the cosmetics and the coloring and the odors they have for us, and certainly they've outlawed DDT, which of course was an incredibly safe insecticide and pesticide. They brought in far more lethal insecticides and pesticides for us, and now they're insisting on more and more wetlands. That'll increase the mosquito population so that they can, of course, bite you and your children and spread malaria and dengue fever and these other things. They know what they're doing. We could go on into certainly what they're doing to our cattle by giving them recombinant bovine growth hormone, but those are all talks, information you can get from our talks. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest the talk on Agenda 21 by Michael Shaw, my talk on sustainable development, the road to world government, and the syllabus that goes with it, my talk on population control, the covert agenda. And also, let me suggest my talk on the case for a satanic conspiracy, because that's what it's about, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. They've targeted you and your family. They intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Global warming is a fraud. Certainly we have cycles of global warming. And actually, they are producing some global warming with their chemtrails and certainly with their other programs. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know what they're doing. And so, basically, go to our website at radioliberty.com. Go to Deborah's website, excellent material. But our website, radioliberty.com, if you scroll down there, you can see many of our DVDs for nothing. You can listen to our radio programs there 24 hours a day, either live or archived. You need to get this information. You need to get it out. Time is running out. They're going to take us into a crisis very soon. They're going to take us into another major war over there in the Middle East. When it's coming, I don't know. But right now, we're toppling all of the governments over there and uniting them under the Muslim Brotherhood, which was created back in 1928 by American and British intelligence. That book, The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. This is the Devil's Gate. My number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and